Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. And that's actually the normal schedule for the show. But during this break from Major League Baseball due to the pandemic, we are doing shows 3 days a week, not 5 days a week. So as soon as things resume and get back to normal, at least to whatever degree that may be, and we're hearing rumblings about possible starts to the season and potentially as early as late June or early July. So we'll talk about that probably in some more detail next week. But this week, we're going to continue to focus on the best moments in franchise history. And there were so many and so many recent moments that I kind of narrowed it down and decided to call it the best moments of the century for the San Francisco Giants since the year 2000. So on Tuesday, we discussed tier three moments, and those were Brandon Belt's home run in the 18th inning in Washington, D.C., Barry Bonds hitting number 756 for the all-time home run record, Barry Bonds hitting number 71 for the single season home run record, and Pablo Sandoval hitting three home runs in a World Series game one in 2012 against the Tigers and Justin Verlander. So coming up today, we're going to talk about tier two, the next tier, the next greatest tier of Giants' best moments in franchise history. And then tomorrow on Friday, we'll talk about the number one tier, the very best moments in franchise history. So without further delay, I want to jump right into today's top five moments in Tier 2. Number five today is Brandon Crawford's grand slam in the wildcard game against the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2014. And so the context was that the Giants had, of course, won the World Series in 2010, won the World Series in 2012. 2014, they kind of sneak in as a wildcard team, and they have to face the Pittsburgh Pirates on the road. And the Giants were able to use Madison Bumgarner in this game while the Pirates had used their best pitcher, Gerrit Cole, on the last day of the regular season or the day prior. They had used him when they didn't have to use him because they were trying to win the division. I believe they had had a team vote on whether or not to use Gerrit Cole for a chance to win the division. They didn't win the division, and so they had to play in the wild card game, and they didn't have their best pitcher to use. And so instead of Gerrit Cole, it was Edinson Volquez, who is like very much not the same type of pitcher that Gerrit Cole is. Granted, this was before Gerrit Cole was what he is now, but still, the Pirates definitely would have preferred to have Cole on the mound if they knew they were going to be in that game than Edinson Volquez. But it was a scoreless game in the top of the fourth. Pablo Sandoval led off the inning with a single. Hunter Pence followed with a single, and Brandon Belt walked. And so the bases were loaded with nobody out, and Brandon Crawford on a 1-2 pitch hit this grand slam to right field. The first grand slam by a shortstop in postseason history. That's a fact more than a stat that I still don't totally believe, but that's what everybody has said. I have not fact-checked it, but that's what, you know, legitimate sources were reporting at the time, is that it was the first grand slam by a shortstop in postseason history. So just that basically ended the game with the way Bumgarner was pitching to that point. It just felt like game over, and the Pirates had this reputation of being a team whose home field advantage was very significant. They had gotten to Johnny Cueto, I believe it was also in a wild card game just the year prior, or a couple years prior, with Cueto on the Reds. The crowd was like chanting his name in a taunting manner, and it clearly kind of got to Cueto. He looked rattled, and he like dropped the ball, and the crowd laughed in unison, like 50,000 people laughing at him. Then on the next pitch, he gave up a big home run in the game. And so Pittsburgh had this reputation of being just a really scary place to go play. And that home run, the grand slam by Crawford, just totally silenced the crowd in Pittsburgh. And to this day, people who were there, like Giants broadcasters, say it was just a surreal thing to experience, to hear the crowd go from as loud as they were to just utter and total silence. And so that home run, of course, the Giants won that game 8-0. Bumgarner pitched a complete game shutout, starting that historic run he went on in 2014 in the postseason. And the Giants won the World Series again. And so if they don't win this game, they obviously don't win the World Series. So that home run by Crawford, just an iconic moment and one of the very best in franchise history. Number four on today's list is Buster Posey's Grand Slam in Cincinnati in Game 5 of the 2012 NLDS. So the full story here is that the Giants had lost the first two games of the NLDS at home, 5-2 in Game 1 and 9-0 in Game 2. So because of an odd quirk in the postseason schedule in 2012, it was the first year in which we had the one-game wild card, maybe? I can't remember if that's why. But the Giants were actually the road team in the series. They were the lesser, they had a worse record than the Reds, and yet they got to start with two games at home. So that was totally like unfair to the Reds. But the Reds completely counteracted that home field advantage that the Giants kind of had in the series, despite being the lesser team, by winning both games in San Francisco. So then the Reds then got three home games after this, two games in San Francisco. So that's not the way the postseason is normally structured. Right now it's 2-2-1. So if this series with the same records had happened now, it would have started with two games in Cincinnati, gone back to San Francisco for two games, and then the fifth and final game would be back in Cincinnati. But, you know, so it seemed like the Giants had a little bit of an edge by starting at home, but then they lost both games, and then they had not only the disadvantage, but a huge disadvantage, because in order to win that series, they had to win three consecutive road games against a team that was really, really dangerous at home. So it seemed like the season was going to be over. The Giants were not going to do it this year, going to Cincinnati. But then we had the Hunter Pence stuff that, you know, they showed us before the game started, that he was firing everyone up in the dugout, kind of football style, everybody in a huddle and getting psyched up. And they go on to win game three in 10 innings, 2-1. They win game four in kind of a rout at 8-3. And so they force a game five here. And in this game five, it was 0-0 going into the top of the fifth inning. And keep in mind, Giants nemesis Matt Latos is on the mound for the Reds. In the top of the fifth, Gregor Blanco leads off with a single. Brandon Crawford hits a triple to right that scores Blanco, makes it 1-0 Giants. Matt Cain grounds out and the run does not score. Angel Pagan reaches on an error and Crawford scores Pagan to first. Marco Scudero walks. Pablo Sandoval hits a single, so the bases are loaded for Buster Posey. The score at this point is still just 2-0. And so it's bases loaded, one out. In Cincinnati, you really don't feel all that good about a two-run lead against that team in an elimination game. So it's just a huge at-bat for Posey, who would win the MVP award that year. So it was peak Buster Posey against Matt Latos, everything on the line in this elimination postseason game. And Posey gets to two strikes, and so you're worried about a strikeout there in that situation, not scoring a run and squandering this opportunity. But in a 2-2 count, Latos just throws a fastball right over the middle of the plate, and Posey hits it as well as he can hit a ball to left field, and it's just an absolute no doubt haymaker home run, just a huge blow to the Cincinnati Reds from 2-0. And you're wondering, is he going to strike out? Is it going to be 2-0? Are we going to squander this bases loaded opportunity? Might we get a sac fly and just make it 3-0 at least? And then on just one swing of the bat, it goes from 2-0 to game over, 6-0 Giants there in the fifth inning. And it just felt like that was it. They were going to win this game. They were going to come back in this series. Just for me, the iconic moment in the career of Buster Posey. I mean, all the Buster hugs are iconic, but this was his moment, his individual moment, was this grand slam in Cincinnati. And once again, it was a swing of the bat that propelled them to a World Series championship. They went on to win the game. It got really tense, and so they needed those runs. It ended up being 6-4. Reds clawed their way back. They had base runners all over the place in the late innings. but the Giants held on. Sergio Romo closed it out in the ninth with the winning run at the plate. All right, continuing with our list of the tier two top moments in franchise history, Giants history since 2000 really is what we're focusing on. Three more moments to talk about today. Number three is Kenny Lofton hitting a walk-off single against the St. Louis Cardinals in 2002 to clinch the National League Championship and send the Giants to the World Series for the first time since 1989. So I was actually at this game as well, and this is kind of when my Giants fandom was forming, and it's hard not to be transformed by a moment like that with just, I vividly remember the orange thunder sticks and the rally towels, and Steve Kline, who would go on to be a Giants pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals, Mike Matheny, who would go on to be a Giants catcher behind the plate for the Cardinals, Kenny Lofton up there, David Bell, who's now the Reds manager and worked for a brief period as Giants farm director, was on second base, and just this line drive single to right field. And with the runner on second, you knew they were going to wave him home, and Bell rounds third and heads home, and it's just an absolute iconic moment with Bell making a head-first slide. Rich Aurelia, who was on deck, throwing his arms up in the air and jumping in the air as the run scores. Bonds, like, charging out to Kenny Lofton, who he picks up, and Lofton just with a huge smile on his face and holding his arm up in the air, and the fireworks going off. Of course, this is a home game, and the crowd going nuts. This is you can find this replay on YouTube, and you know, I know it's kind of old, 2002, but just absolutely goosebump inducing if you want to go back and watch this moment on YouTube. It is definitely highly recommended. So this moment falls a little short on the list, relatively speaking, only because the Giants, of course, would go on to lose the World Series to the Angels in seven games in heartbreaking fashion. And the fact that this moment ranks, you know, somewhere like sixth or seventh overall on our list speaks to how great the moments are that are going to follow. So number two for today, the rain game in game seven. And I can really just call it the rain game in the postseason, and everyone would know what I'm talking about. And this was, again, in 2012, with the Giants having beaten the Reds, as we described earlier in that series, in comeback fashion, down 0-2, having to win three games on the road and doing it, and then being down 3-1 to the Cardinals in St. Louis, having to win game five, which they do on the back of Barry Zito, who throws a total gem facing elimination. They come home, face the Cardinals in game six, again facing elimination. Ryan Vogelsong pitches a gem, and the Giants beat the Cardinals, force game seven. And then game seven, the Giants, just everything goes right. It's this game where Hunter Pence hit the ball three times with the bases loaded. I think one out and the bases loaded. He hits this crazy ground ball that has this spin that you've never seen before, basically, that starts out at the shortstop and then just like takes a right turn towards center field, and three runs scored on this. And it was just this incredible elation because the Giants, again, had been facing elimination. And then here they were just exercising their demons and just breaking out in a game seven. And they end up going up by the score of 9-0. And then in the ninth inning, it just starts pouring rain. And if you're familiar with the weather and local climate here in the Bay Area, it doesn't usually rain a lot in September and October. So it's very unusual to have rain like during Giants games. They've had like one rainout in their history, by the way. So pouring rain in the middle of a Giants game is just not that common of a thing. But because of the situation, because it was a game seven of the NLCS, you know, chance to go to the World Series, nobody cared. And so the crowd didn't move, and I was at that game as well, which is kind of crazy how I've been at so many of these moments. But and to this day, my Giants jacket smells like mildew from the rain there. And that just goes to show I need to wash that jacket. But it was a surreal experience with the rain just pouring down and nobody caring. Nobody wanted to move because the Giants were out there on the field trying to close this game out. And they let them play through it. The umpires let this game continue. If it was a close game, there's no way they would have done that. But the fact that it was 9-0 in the ninth inning, they just said, come on, let's try to finish this out. So they finished the game in the pouring rain, and it ended like poetically with Matt Holliday popping out to Marco Scudero. Holliday in the series had like done a really hard slide into second base that had injured Scudero's hip. And Scudero went on to have just an unbelievable series. He was the NLCS MVP. I believe he hit 500 half the time he put the ball in play. It was a hit in the series. And the pop out by Holliday to Scudero to end the game just was, it was just like a magic fate destiny type experience. And that's what really happened. So that's why it ranks so high on this list. But coming in at number one for today, and then we'll have like six more on tomorrow's show. So I guess this is like number seven, and it's amazing how many great moments there have really been. But coming in at number one for today is Brian Wilson striking out Ryan Howard to end the 2010 National League Championship Series. So the last three moments on this list for today are pennant winners. And Wilson striking out Ryan Howard, I mean, if you want to talk about significant moments in Giants history, that is so high on this list. That's why it ranks above some of the other moments from today, is because the Giants were not what people consider them to be now, which is like this team that's had so much success. They were this team that had failed time and time again and couldn't get over the hump, and this kind of scrappy underdog that you know, Giants fans believed in, yet the rest of the baseball world didn't believe in them. And so to go up against the big bad Phillies in that series and to be on the road in that game six with Ryan Howard, the Phillies' most dangerous hitter, at the plate with runners all over the place, and Howard with a chance to tie or win the game with one swing and force a game seven. The Giants' most recent memory of the postseason was heartbreak in 03 and 02, just heartbreak and postseason losses. And so you're sitting there watching this game six thinking that if Howard wins that game, if Howard hits a home run there, for example, or even a double wins the game, single ties it, and we go to game seven, Giants are probably going to lose that game seven, is how you're thinking in that moment. And so it was the peak torture from this whole season was right there in that at bat with Ryan Howard at the plate, Brian Wilson on the mound. And it's a 3-2 pitch. So a ball is going to load the bases and then it's going to get even more intense. And Wilson just throws a perfect backdoor cutter like he had a tendency to do in the biggest moments. Cutter, slider, whatever it was. Just perfect, spotted on the outside corner at the knees. Posey frames it beautifully and Tom Hallion, the home plate umpire, just goes nuts with his strike three call. Ryan Howard rung up, season over for the Phillies. Giants go crazy, storm the field. They're going to the World Series for the first time since 2002. And they would go on to win it for the first time in San Francisco Giants history. So that wraps up today's tier two top moments. You're not going to want to miss tier one if today was that exciting. Just imagine what is going to go on in tomorrow's show. To get this show automatically, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.